Welcome to Ghost to Show You, Bonus Ghost. I'm Emily.
And I'm Lillian. And here's a conversation we had with our friend, medium, and personal spirit guide, Jillian, where we talk about the do's and don'ts of paranormal investigating, her personal experiences with the spirit world, and the dreaded Irish curse.
Please enjoy.
No, they're dead. But I don't really like have much experience in like haunting or like that kind of thing. I mean, I do, I guess, a bit, but most of my stories aren't like there was a presence in the house and they talked to me. It's more like I was lying down and like my dead uncle revealed that his son was sick or something like that.
Got it.
Okay. I mean, just, you know, for example, that happened. Yeah.
Off the top of my head, your classic dead uncle revealing sick cousin. We've all had it.
We've all had that.
So that's, you know, one of those things. Just another Tuesday, I say, you know?
Yeah, my partner's, like, dead grandfather, like, offered a watch to them for forgiveness in this weird vision.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like you're vision prone.
I'm very vision prone, yes.
Do you think
it's also called dissociative. But that's part of it.
Yeah.
And this is an intervention.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
So, Mom? Do you feel like you've always sort of like been like this? You absolute freak?
I know.
We're going to take
probably,
a non-judgmental
tone. Probably, but I feel like yes and no.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that, you know, like I think a lot of children, for the most part, do like pick up on this kind of thing. But I think also people who grow up in mentally ill families do have a tendency to be more perceptive of invisible energies.
Yeah. No, that's an interesting
That's
point.
My story.
Yeah. Plus you're Irish and we all
exactly.
know.
Exactly. I come from a long line of Irish mystics, so that is the real thing. That's my blood and we speak to the dead and speak to the ocean and speak to the trees or the gnomes or whoever we're speaking to.
I love that. I feel like we've talked about this and when we were just getting to know each other, because Jillian and I like have worked together in restaurants, which are also haunted. But you telling me about like the Irish curse? Yeah, which is like...
I got it bad. Yeah, I know.
What is the Irish curse?
The Irish curse is a hypersensitivity to the spiritual realms and an extreme difficulty with alcohol and mood disorder and anger and inability to express one's emotions.
Mm-hmm. So...
I don't think I actually suffer from an inability to express my emotions, but I do come from an Irish bloodline.
Yeah,
sure. So it wasn't easy for you.
Yeah. You're like, these gifts, I didn't ask for them, you know?
No, definitely did not. Did not.
Do you feel like scared ever? Or are you...
Well, I did go through a phase where I think I'm a little bit still in this phase, which is why I don't like practice mediumship more readily. I do it sometimes by accident because I do other healing work, but where it'll just kind of just happen. But it is really, really overwhelming and feels, it does kind of shake your belief system because you have to kind of decide that that's what you believe you're doing, which sucks because it's really annoying and difficult to talk about. And then you have to make some sort of belief system about death, which is not possible because you're not supposed to know.
Right.
And we don't know.
Right.
That's interesting. I don't think... Not that I've spoken extensively to mediums, but I don't think I've ever heard anybody talk about it that way and how it sucks because you're like, well, I have to decide that this is what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And like, and then that shakes my whole belief system.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting. That's
you have this experience when you're like, okay, when it's happening, it feels normal because you're just having a communication and you're just talking to them or you're just experiencing like a rapid progression of symbols for the most part. And then, you know, a few days later, you'll be, like, just walking down the dumbass street. Like, you know, that really happened. It's, like, 800 therapies in one, like, on steroids. So.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Well, yeah, I kind of asked for it to stop for a while, because I think when I first kind of, like, discovered it in a more real way, I, it kind of, like, came in pretty hot.
Yeah.
And then I would, like, ghost... I was very sensitive. I mean, this is more ghosty. Then I would, like, be more sensitive to, like, other presences in a space. Or, like, I was subletting. I wasn't living in the city at that time because I was, like, too sensitive. So I would come back into the city and like stay at people's houses and be like, okay, like know that like someone commits suicide in here. Like,
fuck.
Know that like this happened. And then it would get into my like dreamscape or like really a, kind of attack me. But I have asked for that to stop and it has.
Hmm.
So.
Who
do I ask?
Who do you
I know.
I'm curious.
Well, I don't really have an answer. I feel like I have kind of like a loose, I have like a texture that I attach to.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people ask like their guides or like the angels or God, and that's fine. You can do that.
You're like, you're fucking nerd.
But,
you're
a nerd. Yeah, I'm like, goddamn nerds. But there's a certain kind of like frequency that I will like hear or feel outside of my body around me that I can navigate and put intention into.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
It's good that there's some control, level of control.
Yeah. Yeah, there, and I mean, I think that takes, like, a lot of cultivating, and that's the work. That's the difficult work.
Right.
That will probably take my entire life to navigate. I don't really have that good of a grip on it yet, because it's only been a few years.
Got it.
Probably, like, four or so years that's been, like, really strong.
Damn, son. Good. That's a lot. Not
bad. It makes me nervous to talk about it. Because it's also embarrassing.
Well,
in a way.
Yeah, I mean,
whatever.
I don't understand how that feels, obviously, but I think it's like
I think you do.
Irish. I think it's really fucking cool, and it obviously it like adds a layer to your life that you may or may not want at certain times. Like it seems like it could be a burden.
I did go through that phase where I'm like, why is this thing happening to me? But I'm like
standing in the rain.
I'm really not about that at this point. I actually like it's transformed my relationship to being alive actually in a really huge way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. So for people like Emily and I who obviously aren't tapped into like deep gifts.
Ghost dullards.
Possible alternate name for the podcast. we're like, if we're going into a space, and like obviously we don't really know if these places that people say are haunted are actually haunted. Like we don't know. It could mm-hmm. be. But if we are going to a space where like there's been a lot of reports of that happening.
Hell yeah.
do you think there's anything we can or that we should or shouldn't do, even as people who like may not necessarily be as connected as you are?
Safe ways to go in and respectful ways so that we can be like symbiotic and not, I don't know, exploitative or feel that way.
I mean, I think that you want to listen,
mm-hmm.
obviously.
Lillian, especially, shut the fuck up and listen to the ghosts.
But I think that fear is a pretty, like, dangerous way to go into any kind of, like, spiritual situation because it will feed itself or, like, it'll be a wrong kind of energy to attach to.
Mm.
So I think any kind of method of... feeling protected, whatever that is for you,
mm-hmm.
will create that protection for you.
Yeah, I've read that too, that it's sort of like, it doesn't matter what it is as long as you feel that protection.
You ask for it. Or
mm-hmm.
hmm.
A lot of times, honestly, like you ask for it and it happens in this kind of way, not to like be like a gay manifester, but in this in this kind of situation. Like,
I think
if you like ask for protection or if you ask for them to speak to you or to not speak to you.
Right.
I think you have to get out of your own, what you have to do is you have to get out of your own way for the most part.
Yeah.
Like you have to get out of your body a little bit.
Right. Which is tough when we've like had a couple drinks and we are wearing lav mics, but we'll get there.
Well, no, because actually some alcohol is really interesting in relation to spirits, I have found.
Yeah.
I've gone through lots of journeys regarding my spiritual life and my love for alcohol.
Yeah, it's the Irish thing.
Yeah, exactly.
All those hands. Well, I love to hear that. It's, you know what I mean? That's encouraging for our work.
As far as like low frequency ghosts, alcohol is no problem. They love that.
Interesting.
They're in fucking bars.
Yeah.
Bars are like just ghost towns.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have like read or heard that there is some, maybe because your inhibitions are lowered, it leaves you more open
yeah,
to
it's like your energetic
spiritual energies.
Yeah, your energetic integrity kind of like disappears.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Also my integrity.
Exactly. Any kind of integrity just out the window.
Man, that's so
but
cool.
It'll kind of generally like lower your, I'm just going to say something gay again, you'll lower your frequency. how else do I say it? But yeah. You can feel, like, sometimes you can feel the possibility for, I don't know how to talk about this really exactly in language, but I feel it very, very clearly in my body, and that sometimes you can kind of get out around above you.
Yeah.
And you can feel things out here and you can kind of speak out here, and that's fine. And most drugs and alcohol will cut this off pretty much instantly. I'll feel that. But you can a lot of times create open channels to other places.
Wow.
I know. Cool. I sound like a freak, I know.
No. Oh. That's no, you don't sound like a freak. That's why we wanted you on here.
Yeah.
Because you know what the hell you're talking about. Yeah.
Because we're just blindly.
Because for me, weirdly, a lot of it feels like energetic directional. It feels like vectors and like textures around me. It's not really like concrete. I don't see things visually very often. Nothing like appears to me very often, but I'll like know it or kind of see it in my head or hear it in my. I'll hear it.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had any type of a vision? Like visually, have you ever experienced any.
Like seen a person and then not seen them?
Sure, that or even a dream where you were like, this is connected to some spiritual energy.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
On.
Dreams, like, constantly and, like, in, like, rest and meditation and sometimes long walks or in nature. Where else can I say? But, yeah, in general.
Where do you think it's, like, good? Do you think it, does it make a difference to, like, look up places that people say are haunted? Like, is that, like, reliable?
Well, I mean, I think there's a difference between kind of, like, speaking to spirits and spiritual visitation and, like, haunting and ghosts.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of different ways that people can appear to you, and a lot of times what people are talking about with, like, haunting is normally somebody that's, like, you know, like, got unfinished business or whatever, you know?
Right.
Which, can be the case.
Seems like less interesting to you than the other.
I just don't like it. It's not fun. It's not like gratifying. And normally the messages are not like profound. Like they're not life changing. You're kind of like, I hear you. I see you. Like, what do you need right now? Because normally like there's some sort of like fixational or like the kind of relationship between like psychoanalysis and mediumship is really interesting to me. And I feel that in these kind of, like, cases of haunting or, like, these kind of, like, you know, unfinished biz type of scenarios, there's, like, a lot of pathology. And that is kind of the thing that I feel like also, again, to be listening for.
Yeah.
Is the kind of origin of the pathology of the ghost.
Yeah.
I guess.
Interesting. So when me and Lillian were talking about this before and just talking about how we are going to conduct ourselves while we go to various spaces.
Well, how do you like to protect yourself?
Yeah. So I have a talisman that I wear that Jamie gave me, and I wear it on planes, and he's told me to wear it if I ever just feel any type of unsafe. You know, it is this talisman that I have, and he has one too. And Lillian
what
also brought, it's a necklace. It's a beaded necklace that his dad gave him. It's like a Native American beaded necklace. But that he gave me for this express purpose. And it, like, he will call me if I'm about to take a flight or something and be like, are you wearing your necklace or whatever? And he has one too that he'll wear. He's had night terrors in the past. And so he'll wear it if he like has problems sleeping.
You should do a spiritual cleansing though for the night terrors.
All right.
It worked for me.
He hasn't had them in a long time. But usually the necklace does work for him, his necklace. So that's my main talisman. But then we also brought an evil eye.
Yeah, I brought it because I'm like, I always find new stuff that I bought in New Orleans because I'll like have five Pimm's cups and be like, and then I was like, I spent $16 on this, like, you know, bunch of sticks or whatever. But so I have, yeah, I have some like Florida water, which I love. Mm-hmm. And then I have like an Evil Eye from New Orleans. And I think that we had like sage, you know, we smudged ourselves afterwards. Just the normal stuff, you know.
Sage is interesting.
Yeah.
I think that it's helpful, but I think that it doesn't necessarily clear, but it will open a portal.
Okay. Which seems like the opposite of what people usually use it for.
Yeah. Well, I do find it useful, but I find that, like, if you're trying to, like, stop talking to something, it doesn't help me.
Okay. Great.
But, you know, different people have different experiences, so there are definitely mixed reports. And I love to sage.
But... Yeah, yeah. Saging the home is maybe different than saging, like, yourself or something.
Okay, I don't know. We don't need to do that next time because it smelled. I mean, we smelled very
like
sagey.
I like the way it smells.
I mean, no, I don't mind the way it smells, but yeah, it's a little
intense. It
sticks
to the clothes, yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot. But I wanted to ask you about Ouija boards, and I will tell you first that I have no intention of using them, one, because I am scared of them.
Same.
But what do you think about them, or what do you have to say about them?
Yeah, I just don't really feel like I need to call in anything low like that.
Yeah.
I'm a little, like, I'm already, like...
And what do you mean when you say low?
Like, dark-sided.
Yeah. Simply?
No, but, like, I don't feel like... There's definitely, like, spirits all around and, like, talking and fucking with stuff, and there's symbols everywhere and everything. To try to, like, conjure is not something that I really fuck with.
Say it's smart. Yeah.
Yeah. Because also sometimes once you open a door, you know.
You don't know how to close it.
Yeah.
Especially ghost dullards like us.
You know, we don't know.
I mean, I used a Ouija board as a kid. That's different.
I did too. And now I'm terrified. Yeah.
I would, but I also don't know what
it feels
like.
I think my beliefs are too strong.
Sure.
So I'm like, it's like too, I don't know. It's maybe it would be totally fine and just like someone cool would show up, but maybe it's like some gremlin freak. I don't know.
I've read so many.
I can't deal with like a suicide people.
No.
You know?
Like, every story I've read about Ouija boards is always bad. It's always like, oh, we forgot to do the thing that says goodbye. And then, like, all of us are haunted. Or then, like, all the lights go out. Or there's a demon following me.
Yeah. Well, I used to be really scared of demons. And really, really, really scared of evil. And I had, like, a relationship to that for a while. And I don't now. Not exactly sure why. But I've grown. But anytime there's a possibility that I could regress or, like, possibly be in touch with, like, something that feels that dark on purpose, it seems completely undesirable and ridiculous to me.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's like people searching for a thrill, you know what I mean? Like a cheap thrill.
Right.
You know? Which we're not about.
No.
We're extended thrills.
Yeah.
Yeah. Low-level thrilling ourselves.
Extended thrills. Personal growth.
Yes. Okay, how do we feel? I feel like we've got some really great stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you have any, like, final words of advice for us? And, you know, we'll probably check back in with you again.
I can't wait. I would love to.
Later
on
the
podcast.
I would love
to consult. Yeah. I'm sure there's tons that I've forgotten. Clearing after. I think you should always clear your energy after a situation. You should prepare and protect before and clear after.
Okay.
So how do we do that?
You can sage if that works for you. Any kind of like ritual that you believe in will work. I mean, I used to have a really, really difficult time with this and would kind of like pick up shitty and like a lot of different energies. And now, like, after I do a session with somebody, I'll just very simply wash my hands. And that's all I need now, which is great, but whatever works for you, boy. You know what
if I,
mean?
I wash my hands like 200-300 times, like three times a day, I think
just
that
like
would
maybe
be
like close to drowning, very clean water may work.
Stones in my pocket.
So I'm gonna waterboard
OCD,
Lillian.
I recommend.
Okay, that's good advice. I like that. That's something we can
cleansing after.
We can make up our own own thing.
It's just about closing the door. Even if you like visualize a door closing, and kind of like get into the practice of repeating that as the ending of your kind of energetic experience with this other frequency, that works.
Okay, we can do that.
But you have to really, if you don't put intention into that, and if you don't actually believe that that's what you're doing, you have to believe that that's what you're doing.
Right. Intention is important.
Intention is very important in where your energies are going. Okay. And what you're listening to and what you're allowing into your system.
Yeah. I think I'm going to have to work on that with the fear aspect.
Yeah, it's hard. Because also you, if you have kind of like mixed feelings, that's not going to work, you know, or that's what you're putting into it.
Right. Cool.
Cool.
Well, I've learned a lot.
Yeah.
This was so awesome. Thanks for talking to us about like your actual real life.
Yeah.
And experiences. Yeah. It's so cool. It's so interesting.
And
yeah.
We'll check back in with you again.
Hell yeah. Yeah. We'll be back.
This isn't the last that you'll be hearing, Jillian. We're here with Jillian, gay conjurer.
Gay psychic and body media.
Cool. Yeah.
Ghost to Show You is written and produced by Emily Panic and Lillian Devane, with production help from Jesse Rudoy and Leon Kelly. Additional editing and engineering by Jesse Rudoy. Our original theme song is by LP, and artwork is by Paco Park. Follow us on Instagram at Ghosts to Show You, and if you like the show, please rate and subscribe. We need to quit our day jobs.